I'm Peter Kenyon at the Capitol, where lawmakers are in disagreement about the merits of the president's plan, but in total agreement on one point. Congress has a lot of heavy lifting to do this year. Oklahoma Republican Senator Don Nichols was thrilled to see a conservative, tax-cutting president making this year's speech. And while a $1.6 trillion tax cut doesn't do everything he'd like to do, he's not complaining.
Well, I think he's made his case, and you know, you could tell a lot of the Democrats don't want quite that much, and a lot of Republicans want more, and I think he's got a good figure. It's about one-fourth of the surplus. He said he's going to give back to taxpayers. I think that's a middle ground position and one that's achievable, one that's doable. It's much smaller tax reduction effort than John Kennedy's or Ronald Reagan's, and it's a much smaller tax cut than the tax increase that the Clintons made.
Democrats were at pains to point out that the Reagan tax cut of 1981 preceded a particularly painful recession, and they argued that President Bush's numbers are dangerously out of balance. Perhaps tellingly, those complaints extended even to the centrist Democrats, who will be crucial to any coalition the White House may try to cobble together to get this budget approved. Earlier in the day, Connecticut Democrat Joe Lieberman said so far the economy appears to be in a slowdown, not a recession.
But I want to sound the alarm today, Mr. President, that unless we deal wisely with the bounteous growth we have had, we risk throwing it all away. And then the current temporary slowdown will, in reality, become a recession. The fact is that a new economy has emerged, yet the administration's policies seem rooted in the old economy.
Rhode Island Senator Lincoln Chafee, one of two Republicans openly opposing the full tax cut, said he enjoyed the speech but hasn't changed his mind. Chafee says it's not just reforming the tax code, but changing the tone in Washington that's at stake.
Also, most importantly, working together on both sides of the aisle. And I think we could see there's going to be some partisan differences on this tax cut, and I think that's maybe the most compelling argument, just starting with a smaller bite, so we can get Democrats and Republicans working together.
The overwhelming feeling among lawmakers was that the new president has tossed a pile of weighty, complicated issues into Congress's lap. There were those on both sides who gave the president credit for raising the big problems, but those with the biggest appetite for getting things done found less in Bush's address than they were hoping for. Louisiana Democratic Senator John Breaux has been wooed by the White House on a number of matters, but when he learned that the president plans to address Social Security reform by calling for another commission, the kindest response Breaux could come up with was that it probably wouldn't make things any worse.
I think history tells us that commissions ultimately do very little to solve problems that are contentious and difficult, and I think it's our job as Congress to have our respective committees to make the decisions, have the hearings, and report legislative language. Commissions can be helpful, but I don't think they do very much to solve the real problems.
For Republicans, this sudden thaw in relations with the White House will take some getting used to. It's been 47 years since the GOP controlled the White House and both houses of Congress. House and Senate leaders like many of President Bush's proposals, but those they don't like can't simply be dismissed out of hand, as many of President Clinton's were. The tax cut is a good example of that dynamic. Even as they defend the president's package against Democratic attacks, there's a parallel effort underway to keep Republicans from surging ahead with their own tax-cutting ideas. The trick will be keeping the inevitable changes to a minimum. As Nebraska Republican Chuck Hagel put it, nobody believes you're going to get a tax cut to come out the sausage grinder the same way it went in. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, The Capitol.